Are you interested in translating donut economics to urban development? Our summary today works with the manual titled The Donut for Urban Development, a Manual, from 2023 by Danny Hill-Hansen and Kasper Guldager-Jensen, published in the Danish Architectural Press. This is a great preparation to our next interview with Sarah Stace in episode 216, talking about the urban development transformation and highlighting the donut as possibility. Since we are investigating the future of cities, I thought it would be interesting to see what donut economics is and how it can be implemented in urban development. This manual establishes a framework that balances human needs with the Earth's ecological limits.
What is the future for cities?
Do you want to learn more about them?
Do you want to know how others think about them?
Do you want to be part of the conversation?
Then this is the right place.
Welcome to today's What is the Future for Cities podcast and its research episode. My name is Fanny, and today I will introduce a research paper by summarizing it. The episode really is just a short summary of the original paper, and in case it is interesting enough, I would encourage everyone to check out the whole paper and stay tuned until the end, because I will give you the three most important things and some questions which would be interesting to discuss. The Donut for Urban Development, a Manual, emerges as a crucial tool for developers and stakeholders in the building industry, aiming to pivot urban development practices towards a more sustainable, equitable future. Recognizing the urgency to address the climate crisis, it synthesizes 2 years of collaborative work among a diverse group of experts. The manual proposes a radical rethinking of urban development strategies, embedding the principles of donut economics, a model that harmonizes social foundations with ecological ceilings to promote a balanced, sustainable approach to urban growth. It underlies the need for collective action and innovative partnerships to transform societal systems and construction methodologies, positioning urban development as a central player in combating environmental degradation and fostering societal well-being. Donut economics proposes a sustainable urban development model focused on balancing human well-being with ecological health. It challenges the traditional growth-centric economic approach by setting two boundaries: a social foundation that ensures no one falls short of life's essentials, and an ecological ceiling that our planet can sustain without significant damage. This framework advocates for urban projects that promote equitable resource distribution and environmental regeneration, emphasizing that cities can lead the way in achieving a sustainable future by integrating these principles into their planning and construction processes. Donut economics offers a holistic, actionable guide for creating urban environments where both people and the planet can thrive. Diving deeper, the manual explores the social foundation aspects of donut economics, emphasizing their critical role in urban development. The social foundation emphasizes integrating social equity and inclusivity into urban planning. It aims to ensure urban environments address the essential needs of their inhabitants, focusing on creating connected, equitable, inclusive, and responsible communities. This framework highlights 48 social impact areas aligned with global ambitions like the UN Sustainable Development Goals to guide urban projects in generating positive societal impacts. It encourages urban developments to not only consider physical construction, but also how each project can foster social cohesion and support individual well-being, promoting cities as catalysts for social sustainability. Addressing the ecological dimensions of donut economics, there is an imperative for urban developments to respect and operate within the planet's ecological limits. The manual presents actionable strategies for embedding sustainability into the very fabric of urban planning and construction, focusing on climate stability and ecosystem health as paramount considerations. Adoption of life cycle assessments and biodiversity net gain approaches encourage urban projects to not only mitigate their environmental impact, but also contribute actively to ecological regeneration. A paradigm shift is needed in how urban developments are conceived and executed, urging a transition towards practices that are not only sustainable, but regeneratively beneficial for the planet. This perspective shifts the focus towards creating urban environments that are regenerative by design, considering the full spectrum of impacts from construction materials and energy use to the broader ecological footprint. The goal is to foster urban projects that are net positive, enhancing both ecological and social systems. This holistic approach demands a deep understanding of the direct and indirect ecological impacts of urban development, urging for innovation and strategic planning that aligns urban growth with the planet's capacity to sustain life. The Donut for Urban Development, a manual, stands as a comprehensive, innovative guide poised to redefine the landscape of urban development. It meticulously weaves the principles of donut economics into the realm of urban planning, offering a robust framework for developing projects that harmonize social and ecological objectives. The manual not only outlines the theoretical underpinnings of sustainable development, but also provides practical methodologies for implementing these concepts in real-world scenarios. It serves as a clarion call to urban developers, stakeholders, and policymakers to embrace a future where urban spaces are designed to foster human flourishing within the Earth's ecological boundaries. By adopting the strategies and principles delineated in this manual, the urban development industry can lead the charge towards a sustainable, equitable future, embodying the very essence of regenerative and distributive design. What was the most interesting part for you? What questions did arise for you? Do you have any follow-up questions? Let me know on Twitter at WTF4Cities or on the WTF4Cities.com website where the transcripts and show notes are available. Additionally, I will highly appreciate if you consider subscribing to the podcast or on the website. I hope this was an interesting paper for you as well, and thanks for tuning in. Finally, as the most important things, I would like to highlight three aspects. First, donut economics at the heart of urban development can advocate for a balanced approach that meets human needs within ecological limits. Second, building urban environments that are socially equitable and ecologically regenerative are critically important, and the manual highlights specific strategies to achieve these goals. And third, collective action and innovative practices are needed to steer urban development towards sustainability and equity. Additionally, it would be great to talk about the following questions. 1. How can cities redesign their spaces to not only fit within ecological ceilings, but actively contribute to planetary health? 2. What innovative partnerships and collaborative efforts are essential for embedding donut economics principles into urban planning and construction? And 3. What steps can individuals and communities take to promote regenerative and distributive design principles in their urban environments?
What is the future for cities podcast?